I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Let's get to our NFL whip around.
Frozen tundra.
How about them Cowboys?
Okay. Jadeveon Clowney, according to CBS Sports...
Love this song.
Jadeveon Clowney turned down a sizable offer from the Seahawks in free agency. Now,
what is the matter with you?
I don't know where this is going, but the former first overall pick entered free agency hoping with a $20 million or opened free agency with a $20 million per year contract demand, which led to a lot of teams just saying, nope, we're not paying that for a defensive end. Well, the latest rumor is that Clowney reduced that price by $3 million, and there were more teams that wanted to do that. It's being reported the Seahawks offered Clowney as much as $15 million per year to return in 2020 on a one-year deal, according to Mike Florio of Pro Football Talk, but he basically doesn't want that. He wants a long-term, big-money offer here, and he continues to be maybe the biggest name out there. He just has not liked any of the offers or the team, Cleveland Browns looking at you, that have stepped up in this moment.
I don't really know what he's waiting for at this point.
Is he going to end up getting a one-year deal for 15 or 16 and then...
Where is it going to come from? If he's waiting for this $20 million a year long-term contract, if it hasn't come out of thin air by now, what team all of a sudden is going to go, that's right, Jadeveon Clowney's a free agent.
Right.
Let's go sign him to a four-year, $80 million deal. He's not going to get it. I think there's a huge argument. We've debated this many a times. Is he worth that amount of money? I think we're both on the same pages. No. You want to get him about $15 million a year? I'm cool with that. I think he can be a disruptor, and sometimes the numbers don't always bear out the impact that he has on a game. 1 year, $15 million, if that's what you wanted just to kind of reset, let me show what I can do, go get your big deal next offseason when things are hopefully normal and we're not in the middle of a pandemic. That, to me, is a smart play. If not, you want to sign a longer-term deal maybe for a little bit more money, then take the deal that Cleveland gave you because it sounded like they were offering a couple of years with some more money on an annual basis. Go play for the Browns. Like, I don't know what you want at this point. Do you want to win? Do you not want to win? Do you want a long-term deal? Do you want a short-term deal? It's been mixed messaging the entire time, and I think we're going to look back on this come – I mean, hell, training camps are kind of around the corner.
You're not very far away.
At some point, you got to take a deal, man. I don't know what you're waiting for.
I'll give you a hot take. I think he takes a one-year deal with Miami.
Oh, Miami.
Well, why would you not sign with the Seahawks if they've offered you the one-year deal already?
And he apparently liked his time in Seattle.
He loved it.
And initially, remember, it was reported that he wants to win.
Yeah.
Like, and that was like when Cleveland offered him, it was like, well, maybe he just thinks Cleveland's a dumpster fire, which you can't blame him there. But Seattle is in the mix to win the NFC next year. So if you want a chance to win and you're making $15 million, I don't understand the point of that.
Another thing happened. Drew Brees. You remember Drew Brees?
Who is that? I've heard of him
before, he came out with the anthem comments.
Ah, yeah, that Drew Brees.
Well, then he came out about 24 hours later, sent a lengthy apology. A lot of his teammates came out, supported him, so they talked with him. They feel his sincerity here. He got a lot of support on national TV of, yes, we don't like the tone. We didn't like the comments. Why did you not follow this when it happened with Kaepernick? But he's getting a lot of forgiveness. And I said this, I think you're just going to have to allow time for people like Brees, right? If they mean this, then okay, you have time now to prove it. Well, he took it a step further a couple days back. He tweeted the president and said, through my ongoing conversation, so he tagged him to Donald Trump, through my ongoing conversation with friends, teammates, and leaders in the black community, I realized this is not an issue about the American flag. It never has been. The president came out and he reacted to a message that Roger Goodell And I would presume the owners put together. Goodell filmed it. Here is Roger Goodell.
It has been a difficult time for our country, in particular, black people in our country. First, my condolences to the families of George Floyd, Breonna Taylor, Ahmaud Arbery, and all the families who have endured police brutality. We, the National Football League, condemn racism and the systematic oppression of black people. We, the National Football League, admit we were wrong for not listening to NFL players earlier and encourage all to speak out and peacefully protest. We, the National Football League, believe Black Lives Matter. I personally protest with you and want to be part of the much needed change in this country. Without black players, there would be no National Football League. And the protests around the country are emblematic of the centuries of silence, inequality, and oppression of black players, coaches, fans, and staff. We are listening. I am listening. And I will be reaching out to players who have raised their voices and others on how we can improve and go forward for a better and more united NFL family.
So once this was sent out, the president took to Twitter and he basically, he's creating more of a, this is an anthem, disrespect to the flag thing. That's why Drew Brees tagged him. Mm-hmm. But that was the response from the president. Obviously, a lot of people pointing out the NFL here of, really? In 2016, it was kind of a different story. I don't know legalities here. They had that agreement with Kaepernick in the lawsuit. A lot of people were wanting them to publicly apologize. I don't know if there were stipulations involved with that or if anybody found that out.
Who knows?
So maybe they legally couldn't say Kaepernick's name in the statement like that. The NFL players also made a commercial that went viral, and it was all black players, and this is what they said.
It's been 10 days since George Floyd was brutally murdered.
How many times do we need to ask you to listen to your players?
What will it take
for one of us to be murdered by police brutality?
What if I was George Floyd?
If I was George Floyd?
What if I was George Floyd?
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 I am George Floyd.
I am Breonna Taylor.
I am Ahmaud Arbery.
I am Eric Garner.
I am Laquan McDonald.
I am Tamir Rice.
I am Trayvon Martin.
I am Walter Scott.
I am Michael Brown Jr.
I am Samuel Du Bois.
I am Frank Smart.
I'm Philip White.
I am Jordan Baker.
We will not be silenced.
We assert our right
to peacefully protest.
It shouldn't take this long to admit.
So, on behalf of the National Football League,
this is what we, the players,
would like to hear you state.
We, the National Football League,
condemn racism and the systematic oppression of black people.
We, the National Football League,
admit wrong and silencing our players from peacefully protesting.
We, the National Football League,
believe black lives matter.
Black lives matter.
Black lives matter.
So there you go. Goodell sent out a video after that one came out. Was that Friday or Saturday?
It was all kind of blurred together this weekend. I can't remember the exact dates.
By the way, not going away, Adrian Peterson basically said he thinks most, if not all, the league is going to be kneeling during the anthem.
Yep.
There probably won't be fans there, so the booing stuff in person won't happen. But prepare for that. As a sports radio host, prepare for that. As a sports fan, prepare for that. I'm going to tell you right now, if I see it, I don't care. I didn't care when it happened in 16. This is obviously a very personal thing for a lot of people.
Without a doubt, man.
And some people get really fired up over this. I'm not. And so even if some guy gives a scorching hot take about how disrespectful it is on the national scene, I can just assure you, I don't think this radio show will be focusing any energy on that whatsoever, especially considering most of us get up and get beer during the anthem at our house on TV.
That was the whole point. There was video that was released, I think, for the Super Bowl party at Mar-a-Lago where the president himself was pointing around and high-fiving people and having conversations during the national anthem when apparently you're supposed to stand silent with your hand over your heart. So this has always been a culture war that's been created to pit one side against the other, and I'm glad that the NFL has changed their stance on this. And now saying the name of Colin Kaepernick, and people want Roger Goodell to do that. Your point on the lawsuit's really good, and it's something I hadn't thought about.
Not excusing it, just it might be a stipulation.
I wonder, it's a big question. And people continue to say, why don't we just sign him as a backup quarterback somewhere and just get this over with and say, man, we screwed up, our bad. We probably shouldn't have blackballed him from the league. Let's let him play. He's capable of clearly being a backup quarterback. He's better than Nathan Peterman. I think we can all agree on that. So let's put him on an NFL roster. The NFL also did come out. I think Michael McCarthy had this earlier, saying that they're going to allow players to protest. That ship has sailed.
Well, good luck policing if you don't want to, because they're going to be doing it.
It's not going to happen. But what I will warn people of is this issue is not going to go away. It's going to be used probably throughout. We have an election coming up this year, and it's going to be used as a, you're either on this side or that side. It's going to be used as a culture war to try and get people pissed off. Mm-hmm. We now know where the commissioner stands, and I thought that was a bold step for him. I'm not a huge fan of Roger Goodell, but I'm happy that he came out and did that. Do the owners feel the same way? And if this continues to be an issue and it's continuing to be tweeted about by one certain individual over and over and over again, do the NFL owners back down? Do they pressure Roger Goodell to say, no, we got to stop this. We're getting too much pressure from our fans. Like, this issue is not going to go away. If you thought the Kaepernick stuff was done, it's clearly on the forefront of everybody's minds, and it is here to stay.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.